Track 7, Color Sorting. Color sorting is an activity which requires more mental ability than either caps in a bowl or the bank exercise. For this activity, you need gallon milk bottle caps of two different colors. Let's say you have red and blue gallon milk bottle caps. In this activity, the resident puts a red gallon milk bottle cap in the red butter dish or bowl and a blue gallon milk bottle cap in the blue butter dish or bowl. Of course, colors can vary. Obviously, gathering the materials for this one requires a little bit of research and planning. That is, collecting caps, noting their colors, and then searching the grocery stores and discount stores for solid-colored margarine tubs or bowls in colors that correspond to your caps. If you get desperate for a color match, you can always resort to spray paint. However, if you do spray paint, make sure you use a thin coat and monitor your materials for the possibility of chipping or peeling paint. Once you have assembled your materials, the object of this activity is to sort 3 to about 7 caps, the red in the red bowl and the blue caps in the blue bowl. Initiate this with the resident by demonstrating first and then offering them a cap to take. Then ask them to put the red cap, for example, in the red bowl. You would not have a total physical assist care plan approach at this level, as you may have had with caps in a bowl, because the resident would need to have the hand coordination and the mental ability to understand the concept of color sorting. However, you might have a care plan approach that would indicate to assist with an elbow prompt. By this I mean, you would ask, "Can you put the red cap in the red bowl like I did?" Place the red cap in the resident's hands. You might gently nudge their elbow towards the correct bowl, noting, of course, whether this physical touch is acceptable to the resident. A way to increase the difficulty of the color sorting activity is to decrease the level of instruction you give. A sample care plan goal might be to do color sorting with 4 demonstrations, or to do color sorting with 1 demonstration, and then to do it independently. Another way to adapt the difficulty of the sorting, of course, is to increase the number of caps to be sorted. A care plan goal might read to sort 3 caps. A revised goal might be to sort 8 caps. An approach with the goal might be to explain that this is a hand exercise or a game, depending on which approach seems to be most appropriate to you and your resident. Let's say the resident can easily sort colors and the resident does not really experience a feeling of success with color sorting. So you might try color pattern cards. Color pattern cards will be discussed on the next track. Question 7. What are 2 ways to increase the difficulty level of color sorting?